The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio. And by the way, we are actually on Sunday now from 3 to 4 here on AM 690 The Answer. And as well, you can go to our website, generations808.com. As always, check us out. We have a lot of different lists of topics on our website. Click on the TV radio icon on the right, and it'll scroll down. You'll see all the different past shows on Alzheimer's, elder abuse, fall prevention, retirement planning. We've done about 4 or 5 shows on Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. You name it, we've done it. That's really how I learned about aging. I started doing this 17 years ago, and it's really done well for me, educating who my clients are. And so that's one of the things. I know a lot of you guys listening are the parents, and maybe you're young boomers, or you're boomers taking care of your parents. So these shows are very critical in helping you or your family member age well. And if you call my voicemail, I always say live well. And it's something that I try to live my life that way. And I always try to get our readers and our partners and people, our listeners, and to really understand there's more to life. And life's not long, but it's not short either. I mean, we hope to live to be 100 years old, but really I want to have a quality of life, and that's really the goal. So anyway, so I met this guy, three or four or five years ago, when you were a young guy, just starting out. Yeah. Jason Dukumos.
Yeah, Dukumos.
Dukumos, okay. And you have mobile, Makai Mobile. I'm glad you had that shirt, because I would get the mobile Makai. Makai Mobile PT or Rehab.
Yes.
And welcome to the show. And
Thank you.
Just that, you're a rehab specialist, that you're mobile.
Yeah, so there's not too many of us on the island.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a niche where when you think about mobile physical therapy, most people think about the big agencies, your Bayada, your Prime Care, your Care Resource. We are considered in-home outpatients, so we're pretty much as if you're going to a clinic, but we're the clinic going to the people. So it's a little different, but they're getting the same exact treatment as if they came to, you know, one of the physical therapy clinics in town. They're getting it at home.
Yeah. And so we always like to let people know who we're talking with. You know, every time you come in a magazine, I knew who you were, but we always try to check out the company. If there's complaints, we have to report them. We have to be very upfront with our partners like yourself. But I've known you for a while. I know you do great work. So how did you start, and where did you go to school? Hawaii does not have a PT school.
Yeah, that's.
I wish they did.
So I went to undergrad at UC Davis in California.
Oh, okay.
While I was in undergrad, started getting the interest in athletic training, and actually, a funny story. I didn't get the position, and they said, "You know what? You're not ready. Go see this therapist." I didn't even know what therapy was.
Were you hurt or something?
No, I was just interested in the medical field.
Okay.
And sports. So you think athletic training. So anyway, they sent me to a physical therapist, and I didn't know what it was. And the guy ended up hiring me for 3 years there and turned me loose as a therapy aide. And that kind of caught my passion, and that led to physical therapy school at Fresno State.
Fresno State,
yeah.
You know, that's
enemy territory.
I know, for football. Watch out here. But no. Fresno is a great little city.
Yeah. It's in the middle of nowhere, but
they have a good therapy football school, team. I got to admit, they got a good football team.
They do. They're up and
They're
coming.
Tough.
I mean,
They're
that
tough.
New coach, he brought them a far, long way last year.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. So PT school in Fresno State?
Yes, Fresno State.
Well, good for you.
So.
I wish they had. In fact, I was swimming this morning. I was talking to one of the PTs, and he's a PTA. He's like, I said, I said, are you going to the basketball game tonight? Because I'm taking my son tonight. And he goes, oh, no, I got to study. I said, study for what? well, I'm going to finish up my BA, and then he has a two-year degree, and he's going to go to mainland for PT school because no school here in Hawaii.
That's right, yeah. That's so, yeah, just PTA school in Hawaii. But, it's good for us PTs. The competition is less, so.
Yeah. But, did you play sports in school?
I did. Well, in high school, I played football and baseball.
Where at?
I'm actually from the mainland, so Salinas High.
No kidding. Yeah. I know Salinas.
You don't know Salinas.
I'm much older than you.
Okay.
I lived in Fort Ord.
Oh, you know Salinas. Yeah. That's the base. Yeah. Right next door.
It closed down since then.
It has.
But I played a lot of, I was being recruited. I was very good in baseball and football. Nice. I've been 5'10 since ninth grade. Can you imagine? So I played over there with all the Hispanics over there.
Sure.
Yeah. Scary at nighttime, though.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to drive around.
Yeah.
You don't look to the left or right. You go look straight
exactly.
forward.
Exactly. And that's why I'm here in Hawaii. You know, when you grow up in a small farm town, the mentality is once you graduate, you leave and you never come back, or else you didn't make it.
But what's your ethnic background?
Filipino.
Wow. Was your dad in the military?
No. My parents both came from the Philippines and kind of just settled in California. So.
Well, that area is actually very nice.
Yeah.
You know, if you buy Monterey, the Peninsula, 72-mile drive, Pacific Grove, Carmel.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's so funny. A friend of mine's son works in Carmel now at the fire department over there.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful area. So how long have you been in Hawaii now?
Since 2005. So
a long time.
Right after Fresno, I said, it's now or never. So
you always wanted to come to Hawaii?
I did. You know, at undergrad at UC Davis, my best friends were from Hawaii. So came to visit them. Like everybody else, you fall in love and you find a wife and you settle down. And
did you marry a local girl?
Kids. Yep, yep.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Well, you look local. Come on, you're Filipino, but you look local. But yeah, I mean, I've lived, because my dad was military, I lived East Coast, West Coast growing up. And
okay.
I've always came back to Hawaii every summer, but it's hard to beat Hawaii's lifestyle and
the
water.
Yes,
right?
The
like
surfing.
The water. You live in Ainahaina. Wow.
Yeah.
I love Ainahaina. You know, it's a great area. So your business now. So tell me about your business. How did you get on with the idea and how many PTs you have with you?
Yeah. So I first started off in outpatient clinics, and I always worked two jobs to pay the bills. And one of my jobs was working with an agency doing home therapy. And I always had this in my heart that I wanted to start my own clinic. And at that time, I remember I was working so much. My hands were getting swollen. My shoulder was hurting. And I was just thinking, you know, how am I supposed to last in this profession? And it was literally, for me, you know, God kind of planted the seed in me that, you know, when I was doing my home therapy, like, this is where I want you. And as I was doing it, I would realize that, hey, this is a real need here. I would see patients in the outpatient clinic where I just couldn't get them better, and they were mostly the older folks.
And they already had the chronic disease already.
Yeah, and there was, you know, it's when you don't have that much time with them, sometimes they get there a little late or they're slow. They have an oxygen tank. By the time they get in, you can do 2-3 exercises, and it's, hey, your session's done, and you can't get anybody better like that. So
that's a good point.
Yeah. As I was doing the home therapy for the agency, it just hit me like, you know what? I can kind of put two and two together, start my own business. And it really felt like it was my fate to go down this route. So here I am.
I think that's a great business. A lot of things becoming more mobile, more accessible.
Mm-hmm.
Time well spent. Like I said, you go to a PT office, you know, you don't spend an hour with them almost every time, right?
Right, right.
I mean, that's one fallacy that unless I go, when I go, I need an hour with you, my friend. Don't just give me your PTA. I need a PT, PT here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so serious about staying healthy. But so is that something that you think is the future for everybody, you think?
You know, I do. You know, When you talk with healthcare professionals, everything is starting to move towards the home,
community-based services.
Yeah, community-based services. Exactly. It's more convenient. It just makes more sense, especially for the geriatric population, where
It's we're just, the oldest state in the country, my friend.
Are we really?
Oh, yeah. We beat Florida several years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe it. People are living longer for sure. And that's just another reason that the future is going that direction.
I think people, you know, like Medicare has either 24-hour fitness or the YMCA. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a reason why. They don't want you in a hospital.
That's right.
So they want to keep you as healthy for as long as possible. Yeah. That's why it's so good. So your average client, can I just ask what's your average age and what's the oldest age?
The average age, I would say, is around 90.
Average age?
Average age is around 90. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you was like 70 or 75. Really?
So it's funny because I'll get, you know, patients in their 80s and they'll be like, oh, am I your oldest one? I'm like, actually, you're one of my youngest ones.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I've seen it, the
you
progression.
You must love working with grandparents and seeing you must be close to your grandparents.
Well, I have one and yeah, we're pretty close. Yeah.
Good
for
you.
So, but my oldest, she was 105.
Wow.
Yeah. And she got better. It was amazing.
Well, for Medicare, you have to get better, right?
Yeah, we got to show progression. Yeah. And the needs. So.
That's what a lot of people don't understand, I think. But what's a typical session like? I mean, how many sessions do people get? Is it like all 6, 11, or 12?
Typically around, I would say 8, you know, around that after the initial evaluation. We get around 8 sessions to see what we can do. And then we kind of reevaluate and kind of go from there, whether it's discharge or continuing therapy. Yeah.
So let me ask you this. I know we're going to, I'm asking you. So I think like I'm a listener. I think like a senior. That's why I've been pretty successful in understanding what people need and want and their concerns. And so I'm thinking to myself, 90 is your average client. And I don't know if you know this, but when you reach the age of 85, it's almost a 50% chance you're going to get dementia.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So let me ask you this. Of your 90-year-olds, how many, about approximately 50, less, more, have dementia?
Ooh, that's a great question.
I'm just kind of curious because if I'm my parent, my dad's 91, my mom's 89. That's the reason why I asked you that.
I would say about 50% of them, 60% of them.
And how do you deal with that? I mean, is it hard, easy?
Yeah, there's different, I guess, severities of the dementia.
Right.
So, when we're dealing with physical therapy-wise, we're really honing in on that home exercise program with a sheet. We're trying to involve the families, trying to involve the caregivers. Like, if we can't rely on the patient to remember to do their exercises, when to do them, how to do them, we have to get kind of a more involvement from their surroundings, the people around them. Repetition. You know, we can't keep changing exercises on them and expect them to remember. So we stick with what works. We stick with some simple things and go from there. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. I'm 59 and I grew up playing sports all my life in Monterey and for a few years. And now I'm 59 and my body is slowly breaking down because I played so much sports growing up, football, baseball, basketball, soccer, track, and my body is slowly breaking down. So I'm always looking toward the future. And I'm just saying, like I was talking to my wife, you know, we're going to be 65 in 5.5 years. It's like hard to imagine, you know? And I have a lot of friends that are like 68, 70, still working, still, I mean, they're great at great health. And thinking to myself, yeah, if they're good health, I can probably work to 80.
Yeah.
But then, do I want to be working at 80? And I think, I know my body's going to break down because I play so much, but.
Yeah.
So let's say I'm 85 now, and I was like, oh, Jason's coming today. Do you have clients like that?
Yes. So, you know, you get a different,
like, okay,
a wide variety.
Let's go.
There's your motivated ones. It all depends on what their goal is.
Oh.
So sometimes it's the kids of the patient, the parents, and they want them, you know, to not fall anymore. And they know they have to do it, but they don't want to. Those are the ones who are kind of like, oh, he's here again. Yeah. I got to do my therapy. But then, you know, there's some where, you know, they want to do their yard work. So, yes, okay, he's here. It's going to help me. So you kind of get a wide variety. It just depends on what their motive is. But at that age, you know, I'll get my fair share of grumpy people, my fair share of motivated people.
Well, I know. I work out a personal trainer who worked with seniors specifically, and the kids would drop off the parent, and like one lady, like I remember, 91 years old, and She didn't talk almost ever. Mm. I think I've seen her maybe over a 3 or 4 year period. I don't even think I've heard her speak at all once. Now I think about it. But she wasn't grumpy, but she would just move slow. And like she knew she had to do an hour. So she would take her time walking to the bike. Take her time. You got to repeat it to her, do this, do that. And then, but if something happened, about a year later, then she started doing it more. And I would see her walk in, and she goes straight to the bike. Nobody would tell her. She goes straight to the bike, start working out. And she finished. She's with like this. And like, hello, my turn. She's like, she's ready to go.
Yeah.
The mindset has changed.
Yeah, sure.
But do you see a different mindset with men? Because I know it's totally different, huh?
Yeah.
More that's, grumpier. I call them the bully heads.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Most of my clientele is female.
Oh.
But the males tend to be in more denial, more of the...
Or depressed.
I don't need this.
Or depressed.
Or depressed, yeah, yeah. Or yeah, just that tough... Buddha head mentality.
I call it Buddha head. Yeah. I mean, I hate to say that, but and it's funny, but it's true.
Yeah.
You know, you get that mentality and like, I'm not going to do this and I'm going to watch TV and all. And that's how I love my life.
Yeah,
but they don't realize. They take one step forward, try it one little bit, and they'd be surprised. I know guys, you know, I play golf with these guys. If I'm playing with golf tomorrow with a 71-year-old, he does very well. But I've been trying to get him to do physical therapy. I'm trying to get him to do some personal training. You know, build a core, you know, build a little bit of muscle mass because he's slowly slowing down and he doesn't see it. And he just think, you go, oh, I'm just getting older. No, no, no. Don't have to be that way.
Right. Yeah.
But the mentality is so different, yeah?
Yeah, a lot of the males, they kind of, they're in that mode where, much longer left, so I don't need exercise, you know. And it's not necessarily true. I always tell this one story of this client that I had, and she had that mentality that if she just quit, you know, she would die and get her wish. And you know, working with seniors, I've accepted that most of them are, you know, they're ready to go, and it's mostly the kids who want them to live longer, which is fine. So I can talk to them openly about it. And this lady gave up, and she was walking around feeding herself. And I tell this story because she lived another 3 years bedbound. Mm. And if you think about, you know, she had the quality, and she said, if I just gave up, then I'll go meet the creator. It'll all be over with. But it doesn't happen that way. Not on your time. And so that's why I preach this is, you know, you can't decide when your time is. You just have to be in the best shape, have good quality of life. And that's really what we push for. So,
well, you know, Hawaii's lifestyle is, you know, we have great weather. Get out and walk around. Get out and go to the pool. Mm-hmm. You know, get out. You can still play golf. My dad was playing tennis up until 90.
Wow.
He's 91 now. Amazing. He doesn't play too much anymore. He was playing 3 times a week.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my goal. Whether I reach 90, another story. But I started playing tennis again. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So what are some of the kind of the common diagnoses that you have or you see the most at 90? We said 90.
Yeah, we see a lot of, you know, post-hip, post-knee replacements. We're seeing a lot of compression fractures, those type of spinal surgeries. After fall type of injuries, we will get our neurological diagnoses, our Parkinson's, post-stroke. Probably the most common one we get is difficulty walking or loss of balance. That's probably what
a lot of mobility issues, though.
Yeah, mobility, balance. That's when kids start worrying more about their mom and dad, and the doctors start, you know, therapy is starting to become more proactive. Where, hey, you're losing balance. Let's nip this before you fall. And that's huge because once you fall, you know, anything can happen: fractures, just declines.
And past the age of 75, it's almost a guarantee you're going to have one fall.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they say there's ambulance goes visits a home for a senior every 10 minutes in the state.
Wow, I believe it. Yeah.
Every 10 minutes. Mm. And I think at over the age of 80, is I think 75% of people don't recover fully.
Mm-hmm.
And a high percent of them actually eventually pass away because of that injury.
Right.
You know? And that's something that we've been trying to get. I'll get you involved and put you in contact with Stan Michaels.
Okay.
He's in charge of the Hawaii's Fall Prevention Consortium. Mm-hmm. And actually, there's going to be a segment on Channel 3, KHON, in the coming weeks. But they meet every quarter and talk about what they can do. And I think you would get involved. Plus, you're a young, good-looking guy. You get a lot of energy.
Therapy is a big part of that fall prevention piece.
It is.
There's so many different parts of balance that we can test and kind of assess that this dysfunction could lead to a fall, so let's do this type of exercise to fix it. You know.
So what kind of exercise are you talking about?
So when we're doing balance exercise, we kind of label it in different through our evaluation, we're finding out if the person has leg weakness, core weakness, walking dysfunctions, and also the vestibular system. That's a big part of the balance.
What's that?
Vestibular system is actually in your inner ear. So if you imagine, you know, when you look underwater and you see seaweed kind of flowing with the wave,
uh-huh.
In your inner ear, there's these canals with fluid and with hairs that are flowing just like that.
Oh,
so
okay.
As we age, sometimes there can be dysfunctions within in that portion that those hairs tell us when we're moving, where we are, how fast we're moving. And a lot of dysfunction in the vestibular system will cause falls. So people with vertigo, that's a vestibular issue. But it doesn't have to even be to that extent. It can just be just a dysfunctional vestibular system where it can be trained to be more sensitive and reduce fall risk.
Yeah. Oh, I was just swimming this morning. The PTA over there was I said, how can you come in? How can you weren't here yesterday? He goes, oh, because I have vertigo.
Mm-hmm.
Like 26 years old.
Interesting. Yeah.
How do you get vertigo so young?
Yeah. I mean, vertigo is, you know.
The crystals in your ears.
Well, it's described as you feel the room is spinning.
Right.
And it's a crystal gets loose in the inner ear. Lays itself down on those hairs that we talked about,
uh-huh.
Gives you that false sense of spinning.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's maneuvers to kind of move that around or
habituate
to it.
He can't lift his head back.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
So it'll be with one direction or two directions.
Wow.
Then they'll get the vertigo.
So I told you, you work in a PT office.
Mm-hmm.
You should figure that out. We didn't read up on it, something like that. But it's really important that I think falls is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And the state of Hawaii is luckily Department of Health doing some major proactive events and things like that. But it's something that's really, really important. But, you know, can a senior strengthen their core?
Absolutely.
Huh.
So, you know, I tell a lot of my clients they tell me their age and they say it in a way it's like, I'm already 95. You can't do anything with me. And it's not true. When I saw that 105-year-old get better, there's no age that you can't get stronger with. And age, I tell them, is a number. It's when you get the age of 80, I've seen a range where, depending on, you know, different diagnoses and different conditions people have, you can get a 85-year-old who will present like they're 95. But at the same time, you can have a 97-year-old present like they're 82 just because they've kept in shape or, you know, they've been fortunate and haven't had heart issues or conditions that limit their ability to do things. So, but yeah, when we do strengthening, you can always get stronger. There's no limit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think they all need done it. People, all the seniors. I mean, I was telling my wife the other day, yeah, we're going to be seniors at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you, not me. I mean, I plan on playing for a while, and I love my parents. I mean, I have good genes. My dad's 91, and my mom's 89. They go to Vegas 6-7 times a year,
mm-hmm.
And they travel quite a bit. And that's my goal, to keep on playing. But it is something that I know I have to. I'm trying to stay ahead of the curve and be proactive. That's why I swim almost every day, and I try to do a lot of work, core work, and upper body strength to keep on my strength as I play.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point that you bring. It's the ones that I see who are in better shape later are the ones who lived an active life. They're the ones who I see are a little more sturdy than the ones who were watching TV most of the time and kind of not doing much, staying inside the house. The ones who played are kind of stayed in shape, and it kind of shows
later,
for sure.
It's so important, yeah. And we got to get you out to our workshops and get you out to, I know you're so busy, but
yeah,
got to get you out to do more events. We're having a big event at Windward Mall.
Great.
January 18th. We're having a dementia workshop. I don't know if you want to come to that one. That one's on November 16th. I mean, you heard about that.
Okay.
And the following week, we have the mayor's event.
Yeah, so, I got
the mayor's event.
Definitely interested in all those.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We need to take a break here now, Liam? Okay, we're going to take a short break. We're here with Jason Dacumas from Makai Mobile Rehab. And so if you have an aging parent or you're going to get surgery, you need rehab, he comes to your house. And that's the beauty of this event. You're going to get a full hour, right, Jason?
Yes.
Because I know a lot of people. That's the fallacy, I'm telling you.
You will.
I had two shoulder surgeries on my shoulder. I went to three different PTs, and I didn't realize, well, that's just normal. That's not good. That shouldn't be like that.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Always a full hour. But anyway, we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
The Medicare annual enrollment period is almost here. It begins October 15th, goes through December 7th. Do you need help figuring out which of the 2020 Medicare and drug plan options will meet your needs and budget? There are plans available that offer additional benefits and savings beyond original Medicare that can help you and your family save money. Margaret Wong is a licensed agent with the Copeland Insurance Group here in Hawaii. They have a team of agents on all islands, speak Cantonese, Mandarin, Korean, Tagalog, Ilocano, to help you understand the various Medicare and drug plan options. They are here to help you select the plan that will cover your current doctors and medications. They offer this service to you and your family throughout the year at no cost or obligation to enroll. Please give their office a call, 808-591-4877. Monday to Friday, 8 to 5. Once again, that's 808-591-4877. Thank you for allowing them to be your Medicare resource. They look forward to meeting with you and helping you and your family understand the 2020 Medicare and drug plan options at no cost or obligation. Call 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay. Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play. We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Have you been looking for a safe anti-inflammatory for your health and longevity? Introducing Xanthosin, a doctor-recommended astaxanthin supplement that supports your joints, heart, liver, and longevity. Xanthosin is safe, pure, and specially formulated for superior absorption. Xanthosin complies with all FDA regulations for manufacturing and labeling. Xanthosin, the safe anti-inflammatory for health and longevity. Available at a GNC store near you.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
When it comes to Medicare supplement plans, or what we call Medigap plans, okay, these are plans that fill in the 20% that Medicare doesn't cover. And there's plans from Plan A all the way up to Plan N.
When you're signing up for these plans, there are certain times when you have guaranteed issue. The Medicare Supplement Open Enrollment Period.
Hi, I'm Ed Motosui, and I'm with Financial Benefits Insurance. We're a full-blown insurance company that deals with seniors. We help seniors understand Medicare so they can come to us, and we'll gladly help them understand all the Medicare health options.
Helping you work your way through the confusion, Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit pointvacationshawaii.com.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Howara from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
Okay, we're back to Generations Radio here, and thanks for tuning in again. We're here with Jason Tagumas from Makai Mobile Rehab. We're talking about rehab, and I have some specific questions because I've always got problems in my body. But let me ask you this first of all. So when people, how does that work with either Medicare or regular insurance, mm-hmm. when you're doing outpatient like that? Is it a special kind of insurance?
No, we take all insurances except work comp and no fault.
Okay, so that's normal.
Yeah, right now we're you get a referral from your PCP or any doctor, actually. Just need a doctor referral. A lot of referrals we get can also come from nurse case managers or social workers coming out of rehab or skilled nursing facilities.
Yeah, and guys, I'm telling you, I've been to several PTs. I had shoulder surgeries, leg issues, and a lot of times your doctor will refer you to their favorite PT,
sure,
physical therapist. But if you rather have a full hour, Jason will come to your house. No, because a lot of times what happens is you go to a PT, meet with the PT the first couple of sessions, and after that you're working with a PTA.
Yeah, no, we're all
physicians,
PTs,
therapists.
Yeah.
Physical therapist assistant, mm-hmm. who is not a full physical therapist. They're good, but I would always recommend always work with a physical therapist, not a physical therapist assistant. And that's what you guys do, yeah?
Yeah. So we have, right now we have two physical therapists and we're adding another. We cover from Hawaii, all of Honolulu, from Waikai to Pearl City at this moment. And then pretty soon we're going to add Central Oahu, Mililani, Waipahu,
wow.
Kapolei.
You're going to get to the windward side soon?
Windward side. We're hoping to do that. That's one of my goals next year, is to find somebody to help out.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know what? They don't go over the hill. They don't come in town, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's the gas issue.
The guys on the west side, you know, even like IA or Mililani, they don't like coming down.
Yeah.
But the rail, if you believe in that. But don't get me started, Jason. But here at Jason.
Them, yeah.
By the way, real quick, before I forget, I always forget. How people get a hold of you? And you have a website?
I do. It's makaimobile.com. You can also call me. Business number 808-783-9320. And or just Google Makai Mobile Rehab. And you
That's
can
that
find
easy?
Me.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah. And you know, like you said earlier about some of the doctors will send their patients to their buddies who are therapists, but it's always the patient's choice. So if you know, something of this nature sounds like it would suit you better, you know, you can always ask the doctor, call me.
Yeah, because a lot of these places, unfortunately, it's just a factory.
Mm-hmm.
In and out, all day long. And, you know, I'm sure it does help, but you need somebody in there that's going to care about you and is experienced working with seniors. You know, I always tell the story. I have, of course, a lot of senior friends, and one guy like 70 years old now. And I don't really work out per se, like weights and everything. I do a small, you know, pulleys and bands and stuff like that. And so, yeah, I've been working out. And then I was like a year later, I saw him. He had his shoulder in his sling. I said, what happened? I hurt my shoulder. Mm-hmm. I said, wait a minute. Didn't you tell me you hurt your chest too? He tore a pec. I said, how did you tell your tore? He's 7 years old. How did you tell your tear your pec? He goes, mm-hmm. Oh, I was bench pressing. What?
Yeah, that's a common.
What are you doing that for? I don't even do that.
Yeah.
You know, why? But, oh, I went to a personal trainer. I said, does your trainer know how old you are? So I always, you know, you got to qualify the opinion. You got to qualify the guy when he says he works with seniors, you know.
Yeah.
I see it all over the place, unfortunately. In fact, let me ask you this. So I had two shoulder surgeries because the first one didn't fix 100%.
Sure,
and so
sure.
I said, you know, you got to refer me to somebody else.
Yeah.
And so I went to two PTs and mm-hmm. it was okay. And that's how I met my Moon Physical Therapy mm-hmm. with Aqua Therapy. But in regards to shoulders specifically, I know three people, no, four now, they had shoulder surgery like myself mm-hmm. and have frozen shoulder.
Yeah.
How do you get frozen shoulder?
You know, frozen shoulder is one of those things that as clinicians, there is no, all we know is tendencies on how it happens. So it happens more with women. It happens more middle-aged to older people. It happens more with certain diagnoses. After any surgery, after any injury to the area.
Let me ask this.
Non-use.
You say, why women, though?
You know,
because actually two of the four are women.
Yeah.
And they're not really, they didn't really play a lot of sports.
Yeah, we don't know. There's, you know, when you look up frozen shoulder on causes, it's more of, we nail it down by tendencies versus the cause of it. I mean, we know there's certain things that we see that get related with it.
Okay, but what are those?
Like I was saying, like, so a lot of it is non-use. So a lot of post-surgery. So I have one lady now who had a mastectomy, and after that, that's very common to get frozen shoulder, possibly because they can't move the arm because of pain for a while, and they don't realize it until they reach up. After a fall, mm-hmm, hurt sure. your arm, don't use it as much.
So just
hurts
a lot
to
of
reach.
It sounds like a lot of it's just lack of use.
Lack of use, yeah, definitely. That's probably the main.
Let me ask you another question then, mm-hmm. because when I had surgeries when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And then I was playing, I was okay, and then just recently, well, 4 years ago now, I had my shoulder surgery, and it's interesting, now I know a lot about shoulders, mm-hmm. and not about therapy. Mm-hmm. When I ask them, so let me ask your opinion. Some doctors say take therapy the next day. Some doctors say wait till inflammation goes down. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Yeah.
The old school versus new school?
Well, you know, it depends on the severity of the injury, but inflammation is a huge part of if that's the first phase of therapy where we're control the pain and inflammation. So that's probably the first goal. It just depends on the severity, but if you're stretching something and exercising something that's already inflamed, it's just going to make it more inflamed. So kind of want to calm it down first, do some lighter things mm-hmm. to kind of build up the exercise and the stretching. But typically, the more acute the injury, I'm telling my patients, hey, let's ice it, let's take care of it, baby it a little bit, and then as we go along, we'll start ramping up the exercise and kind of go from there.
So I went to three different physical therapists. Two of them did straight to pulleys. Mm-hmm. I said, I can barely move my arm. It was very hurt. It hurts a lot. And the other one did hands-on therapy. Do you do hands-on therapy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we're doing a lot of
Can you explain to people what hands-on manual therapy is?
Yeah, manual therapy, you know, I think if you think of physical therapy, a lot of people think of exercise, but half of our job of what we learn in school is manual therapy. So we're using our hands to do things like joint mobilizations, traction, stretching, different types of soft tissue techniques, whether it's soft tissue massage or myofascial release. There's new tools out there like Graston where you're using silver tools to kind of break down scar tissue. And But yeah, it's a large part of what we do. So it's not just exercise. You know, when we do our evaluation, we're seeing what we can do to make this person better. So if it's massage the whole time, then that's what we'll do. And usually it's not the whole time, but sometimes half of the time I might be stretching somebody's neck.
Yeah.
And then once they're loose, let's work you in that new range of motion. Let's stretch that arm. Once it's loose, let's exercise it in that new range of motion.
Because of the four people that had frozen shoulder, all of them didn't do physical therapy right away.
Mm-hmm.
And one is on. Two of them have it right now. Okay. So you gotta get in there and you know.
Yeah.
You gotta
yeah.
get them to massage it. I love hands massaging therapy, man. Sure. And you know, breaking all the tissue down. But
right.
You gotta. It's gonna hurt. But if you're a panty and you don't want to hurt, you're not gonna get. No, I'm seriously. Hate to say it that way.
Frozen shoulder.
I know one
yes.
person. I know she don't like pain. I said, yeah, you want to hurt now or you hurt for the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm. That's one of those that is one of the rare ones where we will, yes, I will kind of admit no pain, no gain on frozen shoulder. I mean, we're kind of pushing that. We want you moving, definitely. The more you don't move, the more frozen it'll get.
Yep.
So,
don't leave it in a sling.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, they gave me a sling. I don't think I think I used it the first night when I came home. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I never wore it.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's something that. You know, because I played baseball, and that's where the injury came from.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of guys playing ball. I said, you know what? If you're 50 now, get it done now. Because you're waiting. You want to wait till it really gets bad. The rehab's going to be harder when you're older.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's so true?
Yeah, that's kind of a big thing now. I think in the past where we're doing a lot of hip and knee replacements, the statistics showed, you know, it'll last 10 to 15 years. But as time has gone on, the hip replacements and the knee replacements, the materials have changed, and we don't know how long they'll last. So you might be able to do it now while you're younger and do the rehab now and be better off than waiting. The mentality before was, no, let's wait until you absolutely need it.
Well, like I said, I'm 59, and I still play guys in their 30s. You know, it's kind of harder, but I want to be able to continue to play. So that's why I got a shoulder surgery when I think I was 53 at the time. Now that I think about it, yeah, and at 53 when I did it, and I'm still playing. A lot of guys have not playing anymore.
Yeah,
and because they don't want to go through surgery, I say it's well worth it. Yeah, you can't play for 6 months, 8 months, depending on your therapy, but. I'm playing again.
Right, exactly.
And that's the key thing because, man, life's boring. You're sitting home watching people.
Yeah.
You know? So let me ask you this. So walk up me, I'm a patient.
Okay.
I just finished surgery. What's next?
Okay. So you come into the, we go to you and.
They say, hey, I have Jason over at Makai Mobile Rehab. Hook me up. Give me some 6 or 8 or whatever.
Yeah, so we get the prescription. We see what the doctor is prescribing as far as sessions go. First one is always the initial evaluation. So we're doing extensive testing depending on what the issue is. Since we see balance issues the most, we'll kind of use that as an example. But we kind of do a lot of questioning. We actually even do a home evaluation assessment on the house on what can cause falls, how you fell.
Good for you.
We're looking at what direction they're losing balance, what conditions can cause them to be more prone to fall forward or backwards or to shuffle when they walk. What kind of devices are they using? We're testing their strength. We're testing the range of motion. There are tests where we test balance and it'll be a scale and it'll tell us, hey, you're moderate fall risk or you're a high fall risk. And based on everything we find, you know, we set goals, we talk to the patient, what are they here for as far as what their goal is. Maybe it's to be able to walk in their house without a cane again or to be able to go in the yard and water their plants again. Based on all that, we start developing a plan and we just do a lot of exercise and manual therapy, just depending on the needs of the patients. It's really based on what we find on the evaluation that kind of tailors what we're going to do in the following sessions.
That's really important. I think because you're dealing with more older people, which is great, by the way. Do you have any young people? Yeah, like
well, I do. You know, that's right now we're getting, we're actually becoming more useful as well in middle-aged people where they have to stay home and watch mom and dad. And they can't leave mom and dad because maybe dad tends to escape the house. He has dementia and or they just need 24-hour care and they need someone there for emergencies. So for those middle-aged people, how are they going to get out and do their therapy? So it's really convenient for someone like me to go to them, do the therapy with them so they can stay home with mom and dad if they need help. We also see occasionally we'll have younger a younger clientele with more severe disabilities, and we've had our share of those as well. Yeah.
Well, how's the difference between attitude and how receptive are they to you and and do they recover?
You know, I think when you're dealing with middle-aged, younger people, the goal is different. They know they're going to survive, and it's more for function, to go back to work, to be able to play baseball, play softball. When you're dealing with geriatrics, it's more for life. To their life is the gardening.
Yeah.
Their life, old people, they do not like to depend on especially if they've been doing it their whole life, they hate depending on their daughter, their son. They want to wash dishes. They want to help. They don't want to be that burden. That's a big thing. So their goals are, you know, for their survival mentally, physically. Mm. It's interesting. As you work with them, you start realizing things you never thought of. Yeah.
Well, that's you're getting great training experiences working with the older generation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, so I give you a lot of credit to be able to have that patience, compassion to deal with something like that. Because I'm sure when you first started, wasn't that easy, was it? Or was it? Did you always like working with seniors?
I think you have to start off with that passion and with that patience. Because I did work with the athletes. I did work with the younger patients, and it was something about the geriatric population that kind of attracted me, and I did feel that compassion for them and realize that what I was doing with them was meaningful, like for me, for them, and it kind of drove me. So
it's a great industry, great clientele to work with. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like yourself, I work with exclusively with people over 62 with my reverse mortgage business. And of course, the magazine, I'm out there quite a bit with agencies and nonprofits and workshops. And I get a lot of stuff sent to me all day long on all kind of resources around the country, let alone Hawaii. So I give you a lot of credit. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. How does the insurance differ from regular, like HMSA, regular insurance, like for myself versus in Medicare?
So for regular insurances, there's an authorization process usually. So we're evaluating you, and within that evaluation, we're sending that to HMSA or Humana or United Healthcare, and then they're kind of they have their review system that kind of dictates how many sessions they feel you need before we do another test. Usually it's, you know, around six to seven. I think depends on the diagnosis. If you have a more severe one where it's post-surgical, you'll get those 8 sessions initially. And
all I know is you got to complain. It still hurts and they'll give you more. I must have had about 20-something sessions, you know.
Yeah. Surgery. I mean, you know, we do our best to get what the patient needs. You know, even though these insurances have their review, clinicians that can look at our documentation, they're not in front of the patient. We're the ones who are in front of the patient. So I'm always going to vouch for what my patients need, and whether they need it or don't need it, we're going to do what's right. And you know.
So let me ask you this: on what I understand about Medicare and rehab, because we have a family member that went through that, and it was a I was talking to the family about the difference between male and female and how, males, they don't like, I know the person, so I said, you know what, he was a pretty successful business person. He's probably grumpy now. He's probably kind of agitated. He's not the manager anymore. He can't do the regular stuff. And it's something that I think, I always tell him, we got to watch out. men, they'll get depressed and they want to do rehab. And if they don't do rehab, they'll kick you out. Mm-hmm. Isn't that true? If you don't get better.
Yeah, you know,
we're
based on progress. So progress and need, I would say. It has to be definitely reason for us to see you. You know, if you're not there to get better, if you're not going to do the exercise, if you're not going to cooperate, then and we can't do much with you, even though other people around you want you to do it, then, you know, we're saying, okay, we're sorry. You know, you got to take care of some other things first before you do therapy. Well, there definitely has to be some kind of motivation and want to get better to work with physical therapy.
Well, this person was at a skilled nursing place, mm-hmm. and then they said he has to move out.
He has to what?
He had to move out.
Oh, he had to move. Yeah. Right.
That's what I tell people. You got to be careful. You know, if you want, I'll go talk to uncle, but because he only sees you as the daughter, and you know. That's why I always tell them, bring me in because I'm a third party. I'm not related to you guys.
Yeah.
All I know is I'm not a trained PT or a psychologist, but I've been around seniors for 17 years. I've counseled hundreds and hundreds of families and individuals. And mm-hmm. not that I say I can do it, but I would just give you a different way to approach the situation.
Yeah.
Especially men versus women.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah, and it doesn't when we do therapy, it doesn't matter what the situation is, we're always going to try. So I can guarantee you that. It's, you know, we've had daughters and sons warn us, you know, about their mom or dad. You know, they don't want to do this. They need it, or they're grumpy, or they might swing at you or yell at you. And they'll warn us, so we'll know it going in. But,
really?
You know, we'll say, yeah. I've been punched a few times, but
really?
Yeah, but we're always going to try and we'll do our best. So, you know, that's our job and we're going to try to do it. So
I tell you, I give you a lot of credit, but so how many people you see a day? You must be pretty busy. Seven or eight a day.
Yeah.
Probably,
I'm seeing 7 to 9 a day usually.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't take a lunch. I start early. So
that's why you stay so skinny.
You know, with seniors, it's funny. You'll get some who wake up really early in the morning, and then you'll get some that won't wake up till noon. So
that's a fallacy. People always think, yeah, they're up early. No, not necessarily.
Yeah. There's definitely your population that cannot wake up. So
yeah.
But yeah, staying busy most of the day. Yeah.
What do you enjoy most about working with this specific age group?
You know, I think specifically for me, one thing that I get is just, especially more recently, I've been able to pick their brains on life, what their experiences were, what I should be learning from them. I think one big thing now is we're losing the people who were in the war. And I gather stories from each patient. What did you experience? What do you remember when I wasn't around? What do you remember as a kid? You know, that was Hawaii when it was not the concrete jungle, you know, and not being from here and just being able to learn from them. It's been one of the most enjoyable things, I think. Once you start asking them questions, you'll see a lot of seniors just light up because nobody talks to them. They're home alone.
Yeah.
Their daughters, their sons know them in and out, but nobody is going to ask those deeper questions that they have inside. And then once you start probing a little bit, they'll light up. They'll start trusting you. I'm doing my therapy while we're talking. So it becomes therapy for me, and in a sense, helping people and at the same time learning from them. It's just kind of a very enjoyable environment.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jason, thanks so much. See, the hour went by pretty quick. Makai Mobile Rehab, guys. Jason Dagumas, again, you just Google Makai Mobile or your phone number again, Jason. Slowly.
808-783-9320. You can also go to makaimobile.com.
And he'll be in our – he's coming in as a new partner in December, January. So thank you very much, Jason. Good to see you. Don't forget, November 13th – November 16th is the Dementia Workshop at Croc Center. It's free, 7:30 to 12:30. And then November 23rd is the Mayor's City and Parks and Rec Senior Club's Craft Fair at the Blaisdell. Anyway, so thanks, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Tell your friends about Generations Radio. As always, everybody, aloha and live well.
The preceding program was sponsored by Generations Magazine.